That sound is courtesy of Academy Award-winning sound designer Randy Tom. He worked on such films as The Right Stuff, Apocalypse Now, and Colors. Coming up, Tom tells how he sculpts sounds, like the ones we're hearing now, and uses them to heighten the mood of what's on screen. Also coming up, a different sound. That's from the debut album by New Winds, a wind trio that draws from both classical and jazz traditions. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review. And book critic John Leonard reviews Wasted. It's reporter Linda Wolfe's re-examination of the 1986 Jennifer Levin murder case, which became known as the Preppy Murder. That's all coming up on Fresh Air.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Ann Taylor. A third shipment of U.S. military aid to fight drug cartels has arrived in Colombia. The latest delivery includes five U.S. helicopters along with bulletproof vests. Also in Colombia, the extradition of an alleged money man for the Medellin drug cartel apparently has been postponed. Alan Tomlinson reports from Bogota.
Eduardo Martinez Romero, an alleged financial brain for the Medellin cartel, came within hours of being put on a plane. His attorneys waited until the last possible day to lodge an appeal against his extradition. With the appeal now filed, Martinez Romero has as much as five more days in jail here while the Justice Ministry reviews his case. That's five more days for his alleged employers to try to make the government back down on its threat to use the extradition weapon. The violence here continues. The wife of a Colombian army colonel is its latest victim, shot dead outside a Bogota supermarket. Last month, when the government declared its war on the cartels, a group calling itself the Extraditables said they would not respect the families of those who opposed them. For National Public Radio, I'm Alan Tomlinson in Bogota.
President Bush speaks to the nation tonight about his plans to fight drugs. A presidential spokesman says Mr. Bush will talk at length about drug users and their role in the drug problem. The Bush administration hopes its program will link the various drug-fighting programs by various government agencies in a more cohesive manner. Cost of the Bush drug-fighting plan is billed at $7.8 billion, but it's been unclear where the money will come from. Better pay and improved working conditions are the two issues keeping thousands of public school teachers on picket lines. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports that many union leaders say that they are confident that the teachers will get most of what they are asking.
To varying degrees, school boards in at least 28 school districts have told their teachers they can't pay them more money, promise them more benefits, or reduce the number of students they have to teach per classroom. 110,000 students, meanwhile, may go a few more days before they start school. But not much longer, according to Keith Geiger, president of the National Education Association, who predicts most school boards will settle to avoid jeopardizing education reform initiatives already underway.
If you're going to talk about ed reform, which we've tried to link and I think done a pretty good job of linking collective bargaining with education reform, you can't talk about one of those without the other. And I think that a lot of the boards are trying to simply add more on but not pay the employees for adding those responsibilities.
These strikes, says Geiger, will test just how serious communities are about putting money into education reform and adequately compensating the people who are expected to carry it out. I'm Claudio Sanchez in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks moved lower as the Dow Jones Industrials closed down over 7 points to close at 2,744.68. This is NPR News.
This is Fresh Air. The Cliff is the debut album by the trio known as New Winds. Clarinetist J.D. Perrin came out of the St. Louis Improvisers Collective called the Black Artists Group and has recorded with jazz violinist Leroy Jenkins. Saxophonist and bass clarinetist Ned Rothenberg works with improvising groups and the 60s cover band Odd Job, but also collaborates with post-minimalist composer Paul Drescher. Flutist Robert Dick is classically trained. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says New Winds music draws on classical music and jazz, but it's closer to one than the other.
Every once in a while, some usually perceptive critic will claim that certain kinds of jazz and classical music have become indistinguishable. It's true there may be similarities, especially if the jazz group has no conventional rhythm section and possesses a healthy taste for dissonance. But in performance, an improviser's approach to rhythm and vibrato and timbre is almost always different from a classical musician's. That's The Cliff, the title track from a new album by the trio New Winds on the Sound Aspects label. Robert Dick is a classical flutist. Clarinetist J.D. Perrin and alto saxophonist and bass clarinetist Ned Rothenberg mostly play jazz. But the three share a common vocabulary. They use extended techniques like multiphonics, in which a player sounds two notes at once, often by singing one while playing another. They also use circular breathing, a process that lets a wind musician play without interruption while drawing a breath, inhaling through the nose while squeezing air out of the mouth. These players may draw on the differences between jazz and classical performance styles to enrich their music. Rothenberg's arrangement of Ornette Coleman's Beauty is a Rare Thing contrasts the slippery sound of jazz sax and clarinet with the dry tone of Robert Dick's bass flute. May have one foot in each camp, but the way their lines will coalesce around a particular rhythm bears the unmistakable stamp of syncopated jazz. Besides Ornette Coleman's Beauty is a Rare Thing, the trio plays one other jazz tune on the album, Mood Indigo, by Duke Ellington and Barney Bigard. They used the song to explore new woodwind voicings in 1930. This version is by J.D. Perrin. Even on that nod to tradition, New Winds is about the only jazz horn choir that doesn't sound influenced by the Rova or World saxophone quartets. But like those quartets, New Winds sounds inspired by the Chicago avant-garde of the 1960s, which spawned musicians like Anthony Braxton and the Art Ensemble of Chicago. In that movement, drummerless groups in which musicians played various woodwinds were fairly common. In fact, those were some of the very bands folks accused of sounding like chamber ensembles. But those units, like New Winds, instead confirmed jazz's amazing capacity to draw on virtually any kind of music while staying true to itself.